When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I knew something was wrong.
Well, why do you give me the crappy hard chair?
Well, because you don't even use a chair. Why can't I hear myself? I need to hear myself. Oh, there I am. No, I'm broken up.
You know what amazes me
is
how we
Mother of God.
How we like to start the show still preparing.
There, I think I got it. Huh? What?
While we're still preparing, we like to start the show.
Well, because gems. There are gems.
No, you
that
know,
can
it
be
just
missed.
It just goes to show you that the Marconi just it's going further and further in the distance.
No. We're redefining the terms of a Marconi. That's what we're doing. We're reinventing the medium.
Maybe we should tell the Marconi people.
I don't like this box. Where's the other headphone box? I'm muffly.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, and from a metaphorical perspective, this is very disturbing. Here, plug me into that one. Let me hear that one.
That better?
Okay. Now that my headphones are in and I can hear myself clearly. I have my chair back.
God, that took forever. Yes?
I feel good. I'm ready to work.
I'm ready to work, too.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
So let's begin. I would like to do a sequel segment. What are you doing with your boobs?
My bra was cutting off the bottom half of my boobs. You know when it rides too high?
Well,
I don't have much to play with, but man, when it cuts off, you don't be cutting off of what a little I got.
Why don't you loosen the straps, man?
I can't because it's a cheap bra and there's no loose. You can't loosen it. It's just one mass. Just one strap, no adjusting. I know, I just hate pain. I hate paying $40, $50, $60 for a GD brassiere. It's ridiculous.
You'd rather have your...
My lower half of the boob adjustment now. All right, I'm ready now.
Fine, all right.
Now, this is a sequel.
Can you not grab your boobs while I'm talking, though? Because it's disturbing.
I need to buy
you another bra... I will, but I'm trying to talk, and it's like...
Buy me another bra. You've never bought me a bra.
Well, I will. I didn't know how messed up you were until now.
Sounds like you're buying me bras.
I am going to buy you a bra. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Lord. Okay, then this is a sequel
I wanted to do a sequel to I'm Too Famous for This.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's talk about the week and the morning that I've had. Shall we? Shall we?
God,
Autumn is on vacation, by the way.
Yes, Autumn is
the
not...
The nerve.
Autumn's not here today.
Don't think she's fired. She's not. And don't think she's quit me, because she hasn't. She just thinks she deserves a holiday.
And I'm
how dare she?
I'm surprised after we just talked about her meditation and how you kept on trying to interrupt her meditation.
Yeah, she took off. She did.
Okay.
She hit the road. She's out of here, leaving me to my own devices, which is disturbing.
Well,
I've had to do everything. I've had to make my own reservations. I've had to book my own hotel rooms. I've had to schedule my own appointments.
I had to pick up lunch today.
Yeah, in my pajamas, mind you, because that's how I come to the show. And for some reason, just my bad luck, there was a paparazzi guy outside.
Of course there was.
Must have been someone famous in the restaurant. And I'm there in my jammies with my pants falling down. And I mean, my shirt's too big. My hat's on. My sunglasses are on. I look terrible. I picked up our lunch, and because I didn't have time to make a run, I did bring you, how do you like this product? This is my new thing. Huh?
This is
groovy?
Delicious, but I have to admit, it's in a
beer bottle.
It's in a beer bottle.
It's iced coffee in a beer bottle. It's got organic coffee, and it's fortified with organic espresso. What do you think, Noose?
It's amazing.
Delicious? So, listen to
this.
Delicious. So, they come to the house for my daughter's home visit, right, for school, because school's starting again. And because she goes to this, like, fancy sort of liberal...
Green. She goes to a green
super
school.
Super green, super artsy-fartsy liberal school. They do home visits with the kids. So Phoenix is starting school, thank the gods. And Heidi's like, my baby. I'm like, bye-bye. Mommy loves you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go bye-bye. And
is that
the poor guy.
Door on yours?
Yeah. I mean, the poor thing. I told her, I'm like, babe, stop it. You're like one of those like overbearing moms. Like, stop. Like, he needs little buddies. And when they came to him, like, he got to go to camp a few days this year. And because I, like, her and I had a friggin' knockdown drag out. I'm like, he needs to go to camp. Stop it. He needs to go because he's bored out of his skull. Like, he's literally climbing the walls. The kid is like painting the dog. I'm like, I can't anymore. He must go to camp. He's got to have something to do. So when they came to do his home visit, they were like, what do you like the most about school? And he goes, my friends. And I looked at Heidi and I was like, you see? Yeah, monster!
He said, my friends.
My friends. But then the sad thing is they said, and who are your friends? And he said, Woo. A.K.A. for Lou. Woo. Who treats him like crapola, by the way. I mean, like, absolutely.
But she's supposed to. She's the older sister.
Oh, my God. I'm like, if this is any indication of the relationships he's going to have down the road with abusive, bitchy females.
No,
like, two moms and an overbearing sister that dominates him at all times. And I was like, ugh. So anyway, the teachers come to the house, and I walk out with my beer bottle coffee, and it looks like a Jamaican, what's that Jamaican beer? Red Stripe,
Red
right?
Stripe.
So they look at me, and I can't figure out why they're looking at me this way. And it's like, it's noon, and I'm like, hey, dude, hey, what's up? You know, and I'm trying to be super laid back. Like, I make time for my kids. I don't work too hard. I'm an involved mom. Because, you know, that's what I always think I'm walking into is that sort of like, she works too hard. She's never, you know. So I always feel like I'm battling that, right? So I'm trying to be like super laid back and like, I'm not working at all in the middle of the day. Now I'm just playing with my kids. And they're looking at me and... Heidi finally goes, oh my God, no, that's coffee. And I was like, what? And I looked down and I literally saw them breathe a sigh of relief. And I was like, well, what would be wrong drinking like on a Wednesday at 1? Probably not, but would it be? I mean, or is it an indication of trouble?
When you're walking around with a if you were drinking beer at the parent-teacher conference, there's issue. There's a problem.
There is?
Yes.
Because I was like, don't be so uptight. I was like, what's your problem? Then I thought I'm going to go get a beer just to prove a point. I'm over 21, painfully so. The heck's the matter with you guys?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, anyway, are you ready for my I'm Too Famous for This?
All right. This is what this segment's about. Yes. Okay. I'm Too Famous for This.
Let me have a sip of mine. Hang on.
It is awful. It's making my head kind of explode. It's so good.
Oh, my God. You will be cracked out of your skull. And let me tell you, I haven't done crack per se, but this is what I imagine it would feel like. Free base right here. This stuff. Woo! You're going to bounce off the walls in a second.
Okay.
Like a cartoon. Bing, 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 bing. Anyway, so here we go. You know we've become farmers, right? We talked about this.
Yes,
I told you.
Farm.
Bought a farm and the whole thing. And there's a chicken coop now and... Heidi's always wanted chickens. And I know we've discussed this as well because we've called into her for advice about chickens. And remember Ginger, your sister's chicken with the funky egg. And what do we call a flock of chickens and all this stuff?
There's
so anyway,
chicken talk
finally,
on this
show. Right. Well, there's about to be more. So we got a chicken coop. And Heidi, we can't just go to like a local barn in the area, or like a feed store, and buy chicks because they have to sex them because she doesn't want a rooster because she thinks they're vicious.
No, they can be. So well, I lived with roosters.
That's what?
Yeah, well, the place I rented in Malibu was up in a canyon, and my landlady had roosters, and they were mean and loud and noisy.
Yeah.
They're nasty.
Well, she did.
So she didn't want to, but I'm glad.
Sounds like you're describing, like, you know.
My ex?
Or a rapist. Mean and loud and nasty. Horrible creatures. Born of the ninth circle of hell.
Yeah.
These bastards.
Yeah, they can be.
They're roosters. So, all right, okay. So we can't. So she ends up going online, and all I ever hear at night while I'm trying to fall asleep is her watching YouTube videos about chicken keeping, okay? I fall asleep to, like, you and your chickens. And for some reason, all these people sound like Carl Sagan. Not on crack, unfortunately, but, like, on heroin. You and your chickens.
Because you have to speak calmly to them. Yeah, you.
It's just, I'm like, oh, my God. I try to go to bed. Well, just put in your earplugs. You know what I have to live with you? Working tap-tap-tap on the computer while I try to sleep with that light, that horrible light.
Those counseling sessions are working really well.
Yeah. So, anyway, here's what the woman does.
Okay, I'm ready.
She orders the chickens from a website called My Pet Chicken. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
So now I'm like, wait a second, babe. And from Ohio. And I'm like, wait a minute. How are the chickens going to get, right, look at your face, right?
Yeah.
Immediate concern. So she orders the chickens and she's like, no, because I can order these, like, I don't know what. They're like heirloom chickens, like an heirloom tomato, like a random, you know, breed of chicken.
Yes,
like,
there's a breed. There's breeds.
Breeds, like these certain kinds of breeds of chickens that are
my sister knows about that.
Right, yeah. Well, bred for a specific disposition, okay? So now she's, yeah, hang on. Let me see if this woman is available, because just a
they're
second.
Called
I'll just
Jennies.
Text her.
The Jenny, their females are Jennies.
I don't know what they're called. I don't know
I think
what.
They're called Jennies.
Are you ready?
So you have to phone my sister for that one.
Yeah, well, anyway. Okay. So and she orders five chickens. Five.
Okay, five.
And they're being shipped.
Now,
apparently.
Are these laying? Are these for eggs or just to walk around? Just to.
Well, I guess there's eggs. Like, it's mostly eggs. I mean, they're chickens, right? Aren't there going to be eggs?
Well, I think there's I think there's two different kinds of chicken. No, maybe all chickens.
They all lay eggs. Unless it's one of those bastard roosters. They lay eggs.
Well,
they're chickens.
What's the difference between a hen and a chicken? Wait a minute. There's a lay. There's hens and there's chickens.
No, chickens.
Hang on.
Oh, a hen is a female chicken. Oh, no.
Yes, but.
Hang on. Heidi says call on the landline. Jay, can you call her?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, perfect.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hi, Heidi.
Oh, hi.
Okay, first of all, what's the difference between a hen and a chicken?
Well, a hen is a female chicken.
I told you, okay. A hen is a female chicken.
So do all so hens lay the eggs. What do chickens do? Is a chicken, can a chicken be a boy?
Chickens make sandwiches.
Roosters are the boy chickens.
See?
Okay, then what's a chicken?
I think a chicken is a boy or a girl.
Hang on. Chicken is a chicken. And a hen is a girl chicken.
Chicken is a sandwich. Did you just say a chicken is a sandwich?
They make good sandwiches.
Oh.
So, okay, honey, please tell everybody that you that you ordered chickens from mychickenpetchicken.com, right?
Yeah.
Right. And these chickens are being shipped in the mail, okay? Shipped in the mail in a box, baby newborn chickens. Yeah. Okay.
You mean like through
in a box in the mail?
No, they don't. The mailman doesn't deliver.
Yes. Yeah, oh no. Hold on. They go via mail. Would you like to share any of this, honey, before I tell my story about the morning that you've yet to hear while I was running around doing your dirty work?
Being too famous.
I'm too famous for this. Is what I'm trying to tell you. Yes.
I was taking the kids to their first day of school.
I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Tell everybody about what happens with these chickens while they're en route.
Well, I mean, they're in a little box in the middle, but they're still ingesting the yolk from their egg, so they don't need to be fed for the first couple of days.
So you know what she does? She gives them my phone number, my personal cell.
They don't know it's you.
You know I'm famous. She gives them my number and says, I'm off. The chickens should arrive at any point in the next 2 days.
I thought they would arrive. They told me that the shipments came at 1 o'clock, so I thought I was very safe.
So I say, you animal, because I've already decided these chickens have been in a box for 2 days with no water and no food.
Are they still in an egg?
No. No.
No, they're little chicks.
In a mail, like the United States Postal Service comes
yes.
with his mail bag
yes.
or her mail bag,
yes.
and the chickens are in the bag.
In a
and
box.
And then they shove the box
yeah.
through your mail slot.
No, you have to go pick them up.
Oh, at the U.S. Postal Service.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Are you ready? So here's what happens. Sure enough, it's 8 in the morning. I'm trying to prepare for my podcast. Honey, what the heck are you doing? What are you doing? Construction, honey?
It's the printer.
Honey, we're trying to do a show here.
I'm walking away.
Oh, my God. So I get the call, Janice. And she goes, when an unknown number rings your phone, answer it. Which, by the way, I would rather stick needles than in my eyes than answer a call from an unknown number on my cell phone. It could be anybody or anything. So now I live in fear of my phone every time it rings.
Because it's
going to
be
sure enough,
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah. It's no caller ID. And they go, hello, Heidi. And I was like, should I pretend to be Heidi? Because I'm
yes.
not Heidi. So I was like, yes. So I try to make my voice sound like Heidi. So I'm like,
they don't know what my voice sounds like.
I'm afraid that they'll know it's me. So I'm like,
all right,
hello?
Because you're too famous.
Because I'm too famous. So she's like, your chickens have arrived. And her name is Mabel. And I'm like, okay, Mabel. I was like, do I need ID?
Where's Mabel call? Who's Mabel?
From the Point Doom post office. Okay. So I'm expecting, by the way, a delivery of plants for Heidi's farm. Because Heidi's not there. I'm there expecting the delivery for plants. Honey, what's going on?
Nothing.
Why does it sound so loud? Stop moving. Just stand still.
Okay.
Don't move. Just freeze, honey. Freeze.
Okay, okay.
Okay. So now, Janice, I have to go.
I'm still looking to find out if their males are... Anyway, yes.
They're roosters. So here's what's up. So now, here's what happened.
Oh,
so I have to entrust my poor, groundkeeper, Carlos, and I'm trying to communicate in my worst Spanish ever. I'm like, Carlos, plantos arrivo hoy día today. Like, my Spanish is tragic. I'm trying to tell him the plants are coming, like, to how to count the plants, because I have to go get the chickens from the post office. So I go down to the post office, and I end up at this bay, right? And I say to them, and they look up at me and know exactly who I am, because I'm famous, mind you. And they're like, oh, my God, Jillian Michaels. And I go, yeah, do you have my box of chickens?
Yeah. Is this one of your exaggerating?
Oh, okay, honey. How effing dare you? Drive down there right now and say, did Jillian Michaels come by to pick up a box of chickens? And by the way, what happened when there were 4 chickens and not 5? Because you haven't heard even the tip of the bloody ass iceberg right now. Okay, honey? Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So she tells me there are 5 chickens. And the joke is that whoever gets the box, if there's a dead chicken, we're just going to say there were 4 chickens. Well, guess what, Janice? There's only 4 chickens in the box. So
well,
now,
where's the fifth?
We still don't know. It's like the fifth chicken.
Okay,
it's
on,
like,
what kind
it's
of
like
box?
An X-Files.
Is there holes in the box? Or is
yeah,
it?
It's a little cardboard box. Okay, it's a little cardboard box, and I go, so I can't open it, right? So they're talking to me, I'm taking photos, I'm signing a little autograph, trying to pick up my chickens. Meanwhile, I have to work. So I'm like, I'm really sorry, could you do me a favor? Because the last thing I need to do, because you know I teeter on the brink of insanity at all times, I'm not stable enough mentally to open up the box and find dead chickens.
No, I couldn't.
So I go, can you do me a favor? Could you open the box and tell me what you see? And the woman's like, really? And I was like, yeah.
This is Mabel.
Yeah. No, actually. No, it wasn't Mabel. Now, I don't know where Mabel. Never did find Mabel.
Mabel's gone.
I'm on the loading dock now. So I've now got a group gathered around me. We open the box. Everyone's holding their breath. And she peeks in and she goes, I see 4 chickens. And I'm like, oh, dear God. Oh, my God. There's 4. Where's the fifth chicken? So I was like, there's not 5 chickens? And she's like, no, there's 4 chickens. And I was like, are they breathing? And she's like, yes, they're all alive. So now... We're looking for the fifth chicken.
And it's in the post office licking stamps.
We're looking, like, we're pulling the chickens. We're looking through the thing. Where I'm like, you guys, there's supposed to be a fifth chicken. Is there any way, like, the box got open, it got out, it fell out. We're looking around the loading dock for a fifth chicken. Because I'm like, how am I going to tell Heidi that there's only four chickens? Because she's going to presume that one of them died. So I'm like, you need to call me ASAP, because I wanted her to call the shippers and find out why there were four chickens. So I'm now Jillian Michaels, mind you.
That's
walking
right, the famous
around,
celebrity.
The famous Jillian Michaels. I'm walking around the loading dock of the post office with four of the workers who have mail to deliver looking for a missing chicken.
But how could the chicken get out of the box?
Because
can you get the paperwork in the box that tells you how many chickens
there are? No, honey, there's no paperwork in the
box. There is. I saw it.
What do you want, drugs? There's no paper in the box.
Outside in the box.
No, honey. There was no. No, there's no paperwork. There was a heating block covered in bird crap that I threw away, and then chickens.
You got to keep them warm. You can't throw away the heating.
I put them in the cage.
Did you got a lamp on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I bring the chickens in. Only four chickens. I drive home with my chickens, okay, in my sports car. I've got chickens in my sports car.
I hope. Please tell me you got pulled over. Please.
No, thank God. Because it's close to my house. I bring the chickens in, and they're peeping. Now they're like, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
my parent hears this, and it's like the call of the wild. So she starts screaming at the top of her lungs out to the chickens. And then Heidi is like, check their butts for poop. Why don't you tell them about that, honey?
Well, they get something called pasting up, I think is what it's called. And sometimes the poop sticks to their butt. And if that happens, you have to kind of take a warm cloth and get it off. Otherwise, they could die from it.
Yeah.
Just like us, I'm sure.
It's pretty much what I go through with my two kids every day. Yeah. I'm done. I just hear that call from the four-year-old, and you know you got to go in there and clean up. Wow. That's a whole other story.
So who had to clean the chick's bum?
So now, these poor little things, I'm grappling with them because they're trying to jump out of my hand, hold them upside down, and rifle through their feathers, their little fuzz feathers, to look for bird poop. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm wiping butts on chickens because I don't see anything, but I'm like, oh, my God, they could die.
They must be awfully cute, though.
They're very cute.
Yeah. What color
you
are they?
You go clean some chicken crap. Do you know how busy I am, Janice? I'm busy.
You know what? You have to separate. You have to put some time into the family. You can't just be busy. You have to do these things.
I did, hence my meeting with beer at my children's school appointment.
You don't have time to clean the chickens.
I don't have time to wipe chicken asses, okay? I'm busy.
No, and I guess
so
I can
now
see
I put them in the cage, and one's looking a little peaked, so I'm in a panic. And I'm like, you need to come home, because your chickens... One of them is looking like, you know, dinner. You need to come home.
Oh, like the sandwich.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to eat. No, that's too young. There's no meat on them.
No, they're very light.
Yeah. And where were you, honey? Where were you as I was running around like your errand girl?
I was taking the kids to school for their first day of school.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Sure. Okay.
He didn't cry. He didn't even cry. He didn't care.
Right, honey. He didn't care.
Only one cried. I was so surprised.
He wanted his friends, honey.
Only one child cried.
He wanted his friends.
No, his friends.
He wanted his friends.
His friends, yeah.
His friends. Yeah. He wanted his friends. He's like, all you bitches need to get away from me and leave me alone.
With my friends.
All you overbearing women, go away and leave me with my friends.
I think that's so lovely that he's gone to school.
Yep. Bye-bye. Adios, Mr. Stinkbottom. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, honey, thank you. Thanks so much.
I have something here. Heidi, do you know what sex they are?
They're all girls.
Oh, they are all girls.
Hence the reason they were shipped in the mail. Where have you been, Manus? Hitting the bottle?
No, but there's a chick. There's male chickens. If there's a
That's a rooster.
If there's a pimple, it's a cockerel. If there's nothing, it's a pullet. That's what it says right here. It makes no sense to me, but you gotta check.
There's someone who sexes them when they're one day old, and apparently it's a very rare talent, and they get paid like $2,000 a day to sex baby chickens.
Let's get into this.
To sex baby chickens. That's what it says. Use vent sexing.
Oh.
Well, so they're guaranteed to be females, and if they're not, well, then...
So,
So we'll have a rooster.
So you're going to have eggs. You'll have to go out and pick the eggs, right?
In like 5 or 6 months.
Where is the fifth chicken, honey?
I called them, and they said that they weren't available. I guess not enough hatched.
All right.
So we have
four now.
It would
have been nice to know, sweetie, before I spent a half an hour looking for your fifth chicken at the friggin'
I'm sorry, but who? Why would you look for a chicken?
Because how did you escape the box?
Honey, the box thing was slightly open for air, and I was like, oh, dear God. Somehow it weaseled its way out of here and is roaming around. You told me five chickens, honey. Never once did you say it's possible there could only be four.
I thought there were five.
That little chick's on a railway car going to nowhere right now.
Out of here.
Going off.
Smart.
Yeah, that's what happens when you leave the box open. You escape.
Yep.
You do stuff. You do stuff for yourself.
I wish
your own life.
Someone had left my box open.
No. Oh, yeah. No, your box was definitely left open.
No. I'm running around.
God.
Like Heidi's errand girl.
Thank you, honey.
See? Thank you.
Right.
She says, thank you, honey. That's very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This segment covered a whole lot of stuff.
Once again, too famous. Can you imagine? Imagine if Beyonce showed up at the post office to pick up her chickens.
Well, I think that would be lovely.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks, Heidi.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jake, just
always
hang up.
Always a pleasure.
Hang up on her, Jake. Just hang up. Yeah. The nerve. The absolute nerve. I was taking the kids to school for 2 hours. You know what she was doing? She was waiting for Phoenix to be like, Mommy, no. And he was like, get out of here, lady. Leave me with my friends.
I think the motto of this segment, though, is everything's turned out quite lovely, except there is a missing chicken and... And you somehow think you're too famous.
I am.
No. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to make this day about bringing you, getting you right size.
James.
What I'm going to do.
Let me explain something. Okay. When's the last time you saw a huge celebrity such as myself roaming around the receivables bay at the post office looking for a chicken?
You know, I bet you there has been others.
Okay.
Who? I bet you that
Urkel.
Angelina Jolie
right?
looks for chickens. Sure. Bet you they got some chickens now that they're married and everything.
Julia Roberts has chickens.
Barbara Streisand has chickens.
I didn't see them when I was at her house.
At whose house?
Barbara Streisand's house.
When did you go to Barbara Streisand? She's got chickens. She did that special.
I didn't see them. That house is huge, man. You can see that house from space. It's bananas.
Yeah, it's up on the cliff.
Yep, it's bananas. They all live in the same area. Her, Julia, and Pink all live like within seconds of each other.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, when Oprah did the special, when Barbara Streisand opened her gates, there was chickens.
Not when you really drive in there. Ain't no chickens.
Oh, so maybe they were.
She had me sitting once.
Chickens. Maybe that's
where... I swear to God, I was sitting for 2 hours while she literally like micromanaged these guys to trim a tree. And I was like, Barbara, are we going to work? Are we working out today? And she literally was like, just a second. And I realized that I was like, either you're avoiding me or you have fantasies of being a landscaper in your next life. And I was like, buddy, I mean, literally 2 hours, they were trimming this massive
tree.
She
was avoiding you.
And she was, avoiding me. Branch by branch. She was like, nope, not that one. That one. Nope, not there. Cut it there. I'm not kidding. I was like, this is hilarious. I was laughing hysterically for the first hour. And then the second hour, I was like, all right, bud, I'm going to go home. Yeah. I was like,
and there was
home.
No chickens.
I'm going to go home. I never saw them.
So they were actor chickens that were brought in.
I never saw no
shoot.
Chickens.
That's where your missing chicken is right now at Central Casting. Trying to get a gig at Barbara's because there's better grits at Barbara's than your place.
You If you're not getting great restorative sleep, you are not maximizing the benefits of nutrition and exercise. Treat yourself right and get the awesome bed you deserve. The Reverie bed has an adjustable foundation, which makes it comfortable to relax in your bed before sleeping, if you want to read, if you want to watch TV, if your kids like to climb in for movie nights. You can literally elevate your legs, elevate your upper body, elevate them both. It'll stretch you out. You can change the mattress to make it firm, soft, medium. It'll massage you. There's nothing this thing can't do. Reverie offers a 101-night no-risk guarantee because they believe the best place to try a new mattress isn't in the store, but it's in your own bedroom for a long period of time. And guess what? If you don't love it, you already know what I'm going to tell you. They're going to come, they're going to pick it up, and they're going to give you 100% of your money back. There's no return shipping fees, no restocking fees, no catch here. So you know what? Give it a try. Just go to www.sleeplikejillian.com to order your brand new bed. And again, www.sleeplikejillian. And for a limited time, the first 100 people that call 888-888-5990 and say that they heard about the Reverie bed on my show, you're going to get a free set of 618 thread count sheets if you purchase a sleep system that's a $300 value, all for free. Birchbox.com, BIRCHBOX.COM. And it's literally the coolest way to shop for beauty products. Every month, I'm sure you know how this works by now, you're going to receive a box of 5 new beauty samples that are tailored to the profile you filled out. So if you're going, well, what about my skin tone? What about this? What about that? You fill it all out, and then they tailor the products they send directly to you. You get to try new products from niche brands, up-and-coming lines, everything in between. It's all risk-free. You can discover all new products that are just right for you. And then, if you like them, you can purchase the full-size version of your favorites in the Birchbox's full online shop. The subscription is $10 a month. It ships every month for free. There's no obligation. You can cancel at any time. Points equal money. That means customers can earn points with every purchase. You're going to earn 1 point for every dollar you spend in the shop. And there are other ways to earn points that include referring a friend, reviewing your sampled products. Every 100 points you earn will equal a $10 credit to spend in the shop, giving you more ways to get the products you love for less. Just use the promo code Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N, and get 100 Birchbox points with the purchase of your subscription. That's $10 to spend towards your favorite new products. I want to discuss low-carb diets real quick.
Okay.
You know, I find that it's like you can't seem to jettison this concept. And you know, it's always something. It's Atkins, and then it's paleo. And so I wanted to address it because the truth of the matter is that we are all biochemically a little bit different. We all do better on slightly different variations of protein, fat, and carbs. But a lot of people really bastardize carbs and make them out to be the devil.
Sure.
I'm paleo. And I'm writing a book on pregnancy, right?
Right.
And it's, you know, first it's like, okay, prepping your body for pregnancy. Okay, you know, how to eat and train. How to eat and train for trimester 1. How to eat and train for trimester 2. How to eat and train for trimester 3. And then the fourth trimester, how to get the body back, right? And it's the hottest mom. It's the healthiest baby. It's the whole package, and it's all connected. And the interesting thing is, yeah, protein's critical. It's fascinating because I'm writing about, oh, you need X amount of protein, and here's why you need it. And, oh, you need, you know, these kinds of fats, and here's why you need them. And, oh, you need this many carbs, and here's why you need them. And the reality is that people will go, oh, no, 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 no. You'll catch people who are promoting a very specific type of fad diet, saying things like carbs are unnecessary and you know, they destroy health and they cause diabetes and they do this and they do that. But I eat carbs and I'm perfectly fine. And the truth of the matter is, if you were to look at the way people break down their food into energy, how they quite literally, oh my God, what is the word I'm looking for? It's not oxygenate. I can't remember the exact word. I'm so sorry. But it's literally how you the process of turning your food into blood sugar. Okay.
Okay.
We all do this at a different rate. Now, you've heard of the glycemic index, right?
Yes.
And the glycemic index says to you, hey, this food is going to break down into sugar very quickly, very high on the glycemic index. And then very low are foods that break down slowly. So, for example, juice is extremely high on the glycemic index,
right,
whereas a chicken breast is extremely low. Now, here's the thing. If you're somebody that metabolizes oxidizer, I'm so sorry, it's called your oxidizer type, oxidizes your food, that's what I'm looking for. If you're somebody who oxidizes and metabolizes your food, turns it into sugar very quickly, then you are going to want foods that are lower on the glycemic index. Because what happens is, if you turn it into sugar quickly and it breaks down more slowly, it'll give you a more balanced, even distribution of blood sugar. It'll give you more energy for a longer period of time and allow you to feel more full. However, if you're somebody that breaks that food down very slowly, you oxidize it, you convert it to blood sugar at a slower pace, and you eat things that break down more slowly, you're going to feel sluggish, lethargic, exhausted. And these people don't do well, energetically speaking, not just with your overall health, but energetically speaking, on diets like paleo or Atkins.
Have you ever eaten anything that makes you sluggish?
Oh my God. When I was a kid and was playing with things like Atkins, I felt like miserable beyond.
Okay.
Beyond. So before we get into specific people, individuals that need, absolutely need carbs in their diet, let's just talk about human beings as a general rule of thumb. I like to say, look, make 40% of your food protein, make 30% of your food healthy fat, and 30% of your food healthy carbs. You know, with some of those carbs, or the candy bar here, or the glass of wine there, you know, because alcohol as an alternative source of fuel, not necessarily a carb, or a chip, or a this or a that, something that's not a piece of pizza, the world's not going to end.
Right.
But yeah, sure, you want high fiber, whole grains, vegetables, and so on. All right? You want good carbohydrates. Now, beans, whatever. Here's how you fine-tune that ratio. See how your body feels when you have less carbs, and see how it feels when you have more carbs. And you can fine-tune it. So if you go, oh, you know what? I had a little more carbohydrates. I had maybe 40% of my meals were carbs. Or, you know, I had the oatmeal instead of the egg whites with some slivered almonds. I feel much better. Then if it gives you more energy and it keeps you fuller longer, your body's going to tell you based on your energy level and how long you feel full, if you're going to do better on a lower carb diet or a diet with more carbs. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, now let's talk about where you essentially must have carbs. A, when you're pregnant. This is not the time. I'm sorry, I've read a million blogs and I'm paleo and I did my pregnancy it's not the time. It's just not the time.
Right.
Talk to your doctor. Your body needs carbohydrates while you're pregnant. The Institute of Medicine recommends a minimum of 175 grams of carbs per day during pregnancy, which is pretty much 29% of a calorie or 29% of a 2400 calorie diet.
Okay.
You divide it by a third, it's like 800 calories or so. Or you just multiply 175 by 4, so it's right around 750, 700 calories worth of carbs. You got to have it. Don't play games. I always tell people, like, look, when you're pregnant, eat clean, exercise, but it's not the time to train for a marathon, and it's not the time to, quote, diet.
Yep.
Stop. If you're an athlete, if you're professional or recreational, but you train hard 4 days to 6 days a week, you need carbs. You need them. I mean, look at, it's like, you just, there are very few athletes that can do well on low carb, and they have to truly have it, like, planned out and timed. Like, LeBron James has said that he does lower carb, but it's very specific, like, when he gets his carb infusions and what kind of carbs. And seriously, as an athlete, you could do way more harm than you could do good depriving yourself of carbs.
But those guys, I mean, you're right. Their timing is down to a science, right?
Most registered dietitians, they say if you're an athlete, you need a minimum, an absolute minimum of 20% carb intake. And they recommend 40 to 50% of your calories from carbs. And I'll tell you that, like, when I get leaner and I'm working out a lot, I am absolutely like 50% carbs. Without a doubt. Oh, heck yeah. Or I just die. I die in my workouts. I die.
Yeah.
I unravel. I don't have the staying power. I mean, it's like my mile time is faster. I'm able to lift heavier. I look at all my benchmarks of performance, and when I had like eggs for breakfast, or versus when I had like, quite honestly, like I get these organic waffles, these little Nature's Path like pumpkin waffles. I'm obsessed with them. Put almond butter on them. I need it, and I'm lean.
Yeah.
So another one. This is really interesting. Hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue is usually commonly cited as a medical reason for a moderate carb diet. But the reason that you have to have some carbs if you have hypothyroidism is because insulin is needed for the conversion of your inactive thyroid hormone, which is T4, into the active thyroid hormone, which is T3. And the problem with low carb diets is that your insulin is actually really low. So, of course, you don't want to become diabetic. You don't want to be pounding sugar, but you're going to need like 30% carbs in your diet to help support your thyroid function. And you would think it's the exact opposite. Oh, I've got a low thyroid. I've got to starve myself of carbs. But that's a huge mistake.
Okay.
And the last but not least thing you need to concern yourself with is your gut health. Because one of the less discussed downsides of a really low-carb diet over the long run is the potential for the alteration of your gut flora. You and I have talked about this before.
Yes, gut flora.
Good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Probiotics. So, I mean, I regularly supplement probiotics, but you know, our diet isn't that varied. We drink. It's like antibiotics get in our food. They get in our water. We take them too often. They're overprescribed. And the bottom line is that a lot of us have gut issues that are linked to an overproduction of yeast, a lack of good gut flora. And good gut flora has shown to improve metabolism, immune function, help stave off the effects of aging, and so on.
And you take your probiotic, you take that supplement as in a pill, right? Like a supplement?
I do. Yeah. There's also something called Bio-K. And it's like a little yogurt shot. That's a good one. It's like 50 calories.
But those little
they're
capsules
easy to travel with, I know. But yeah. So yeah, Bio-K is a really good one too.
Okay.
And the reason for this is because they don't understand all of it, but it's reasonable to believe that when you avoid carbs, you're also avoiding a lot of the important prebiotics, which is essentially food for your gut flora, like soluble fiber, resistant starch, and so on. So when you think like, oh, low carb, it isn't necessarily the healthiest for all the reasons I just mentioned.
Right.
Quite honestly, unless you're extremely obese and you've been put on a very specific diet by your doctor, and I would still say minimum 20% carbohydrates. Minimum. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. There.
That was good.
That was snappy.
Special person waiting on the line for you.
Oh,
because remember when you were
I won the lottery.
No, you pleaded for help with Lou.
Oh, so with my hair product,
with hair
and my lotioning
and the lotioning
and the oiling. Yes.
And so I was going through some of the
complicated
the podcast questions, and Hope is here with
how
some
appropriate.
Hope. So Hope, take it away.
Hi,
hey,
Green. This is Hope. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So I listened to your podcast, and first off, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you, buddy.
And I love the podcasts that you and Janice do together. They're hilarious. And so thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, bud.
But your pleading was about Lou's skin was so sincere. And so I'm like, I just have to write in.
Okay, so here's my dilemma, okay? Because it's multifaceted. So obviously, yeah. I know I keep her oiled. The lotion doesn't do nothing. I got to tell you right now.
That's very true.
It's gone in seconds. And she gets very upset because she's, quote, white again. So which is hilarious because I think I've, like, overdone it because I wanted her to be, like, so, like, proud of her skin, and so whenever she gets white, she panics. So she's like, "I'm white. I'm turning white." I'm like,
"Oh no,
it's cute." Well,
yeah, okay. So I mean, what you said during the previous podcast regarding, like, oily skin after the bath.
And the lotion and the hair. I'm sorry, and the hair. So then I grease everything up. But the problem is, girl, it stains everything. Everything.
I know.
The couch, the chairs, her clothes.
That's
I don't know what
true.
To do. So tell me what to do.
All right, so all you have to do is, I think, just apply a few drops of oil. Just a few.
Really?
You just barely need just a little bit to rub it in. And if you are...
Oh, no, I'm slathering it on.
If you notice that your hand is, like, gliding over loose skin with ease, then that's too much.
Really? So, oh, yeah, no, I was greasing her up.
Right?
Oh, I was. Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I was loading her up. Absolutely.
It happens. It totally happens. But, yeah, so just maybe two or three drops
okay.
because this is four, so, you know, very small. So just two or three drops of either, I don't know what type of oil that you prefer
okay,
to use.
Okay, I go back and forth, which is another question. So yes. My concern is, like, you know, all my friends gave me all these recommendations, and I didn't want to say anything to them. But when I read the ingredients, there was a lot of crap in there. And I was like, you
right.
know what? I'm like, she's four,
yeah.
and I don't want this on her skin. So what I started doing, because she would also get, like, whenever we have beads in her hair, she would get little fungal infections on her scalp because the beads held the moisture, and
oh.
she wants to swim and all this stuff. And I put the little swim cap on it, but her hair still gets wet. So I started putting a combo of coconut oil
right.
and olive oil on her hair.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's what I use.
Oh, look at me, Hope. Look at me. Hope's proud of me. Are you busy?
Well, so you totally have it down, I think. With regards to the fungal infection, I haven't had any experience with that. But I wonder what my mom used to do, because she used to put beads in our hair as well. So, you know what? I'll have to. That's another
back.
Email that I will send you.
Okay, that's fine. You can get back to me on that. And then on the body lotion. What
yeah.
I try to do is I'll pick, like, organic balms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll, you know, with different scents. So she
yeah,
feels like
great.
She can have, like, oh, so we go through it and we have, like, a lavender one, a cherry one. And,
that's fantastic.
And she picks them. But, dude, I think my mistake is what you were telling me, because at night I'm like, oh, God. I start dreading putting it on at night, because then, you know, she'll sit on my lap and it'll
right.
ruin my clothes. She'll sit, and she likes to
right.
wear little nightgowns, like her little frozen
yeah.
nightgown, so she doesn't have things
oh.
on her legs. So
yeah.
I grease her little arms. I grease her little head. I grease her
right.
little legs. She sits on me, of course. She sits on the couch, and everything is covered in oil stains.
I can only imagine. Something similar actually happened to me the other day, which is kind of ironic. But
you know what helps me? I like that, okay, I've been overdoing it. So
yeah.
that's good, because I have been like, I mean, she shines. She sparkles.
Yeah.
And I get a little like, okay, now I have one more question, because I've had a little bit of, I got into a little Facebook fight, which I don't normally do.
Oh, wow, okay.
I got into it. I know, I tussled, and I don't normally do that. But I had put sunblock on Lou, and yes, I know there are, like, clearer sunblocks, but I found that they don't work really well, and I'll put
right.
them on her face but not her body, and I'll suck it up. But then I had a picture of her when she was outside playing, and somebody was like, put some lotion on that baby, and I got
it. Oh, no.
And I was like, it's sunblock, you monster!
Yeah.
And I, you know... And the reality is, like, I don't want people to think, oh, that baby's ashy, because I put sunblock on her. I have to
right,
put
I
sunblock
know.
On her. So am I missing something? Like, is there a body sunblock that is not going to make her look ashy?
I use the, well, a decent brand of sunblock, but it also has, like, it leaves a white residue. And
yeah, see,
that's
see?
Just what it does, you know? And I'm like, look, if you have a problem with it, then that's your issue, not mine, because I'm just protecting my skin.
All right, see? I told her to get... You know what it and
yeah,
and,
exactly.
and okay fine. I'm gonna be like Hope says also go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
exactly.
Whatever.
And I also think that maybe they're not treasuring themselves, so maybe they just had to lash out because they're just, you know,
yeah,
insecure
mad.
Or whatever.
Mad. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I normally don't. I'm like, for God's sake, it doesn't take a genius. Like I know I oil her hair and I oil
yeah.
her whole body.
Yeah.
I get it. But at the same time, there are certain nuances, like
yes.
with the sunblock, where I just can't get around it. I mean, she looks. I can't. It's like she's outside.
Right.
I have, and I need it to be waterproof. And I've yet
right.
to find a waterproof sunblock that is not going to look white on her. Is not
right,
going to leave
exactly.
a white residue. So,
and,
all right, I
you
feel
know,
justified now. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
These are the things that seriously concern me.
I know, but I really don't like when people try to turn it on you as though you're being negligent, you know? And so, I say keep doing what you're doing. And
you're going to ask your mom about
the
beads.
I'm going to definitely ask her.
I will re-look for your email.
We'll hold the water. I'm telling you.
Cool.
Yeah.
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you both. I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, I've recovered the couch twice in 2 years. And she puts her little head because she'll lay down, and I'm like, oh, no. And or she'll lean back or she'll lean on me. And you don't want to be like, don't, no. You know, so I'm like, no, okay. And it could be like you came home and you're wearing like an expensive shirt of mommy. I'm like, no, I'd run and jump on me after getting out of the tub. And that's it, dude. That outfit is toast.
See, that's toast. Why you got to downgrade the cost of your outfits.
I'm telling you.
See, I can look absolutely fantastic. And my outfit here probably cost $23, whereas you...
That cost you $23.
You will spend...
That's amazing.
You will spend $10,000.
No.
Well, I know I'm exaggerating.
No.
Okay, we got... You know what? No, actually, you know what? We do have time. We have time for another question.
Are you sure?
We do. We do. I think we do. So let me just get her lined up. We'll be right back.
Sample box services have become so popular lately. They're amazing. And the newest one we're doing is BuluBox.com. Basically, it's a sample box of vitamins and supplements. It's literally $10 a month with no shipping fees. And every month they send you 4 to 5 new vitamin supplements to try. And here's the best part. For every $10 box you can get $10 back in reward points. That's $10 that you can use towards a full-size purchase of your newfound healthy products. It's a killer deal, and it's a great service. The other day, I discovered a new product that I adore called Garden of Life Raw, and it's an organic plant-based protein chocolate flavor. To be truthful, it's actually how I tricked my kids into eating their greens, which is why I love it. But it's really good. You'd like it as an adult, too. So check it out. Just go to BuluBox.com. They're offering you a chance to get your first box absolutely free with the promo code Jillian. Just go to BuluBox.com, click on the microphone in the top left corner, and enter the promo code Jillian. And here is to discovering a healthier you. TeaPigs.com.
Love it.
I know.
Love it.
So Tea Pigs is an English tea company that just landed in the U.S., but it's not your average stuffy English tea company. This group is a fresh take on English tea. So check this out. They use only whole leaf tea, no dust, no powders. Their tea bags are really big and roomy, so it's not those flat paper bags, which allows the tea to marinate properly. That's my vernacular, so forgive me. These guys hand select and they hand blend the ingredients. So you get the, quote, perfect cup of tea. So tea aficionados, look out. Licorice mint, by the way, is my favorite. And it's only 4 calories a cup. Minty fresh. Delicious. And, of course, it helps to quell the appetite. So whenever you want that snack, give yourself a little cup of tea. The problem is my mother-in-law drank all my samples. but you can go to www.teapigs.com/Jillian. And for our listeners, they're offering 20% off your order today. That's www.teapigs.com/Jillian. Okay, we are back, and Robin has a question for you. Awesome. Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Hi, Jillian. Thank you for taking my call and my email.
Oh, gosh, thank you for writing in. How can we help?
First of all, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all you do. I have learned so much from you and Dr. V and your awesome mom, and
in your DVD, you've just totally changed my life. So without gushing, I just wanted to tell you thank you and how much I appreciate your work.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Well, so my question was, I live in a rural community, and there's a lot of farms and farmers, which, you know, at first glance would be great, but I'm pretty sure that they pray because there's no indication otherwise. So I'll shop at my grocery stores.
Okay.
Or so my choices are produce from the farms that might be sprayed, or maybe organics. It's sort of like an Easter egg hunt trying to find organics in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it boils down to, do I eat pesticide-y locally grown, or or kind of gross organics that aren't taken care of?
All
or
right.
Do the fruit sprays work? I don't know where to go.
Okay. Organic is always going to be the best choice with regard to your health.
Okay.
Now, environment is a bit of a different conversation, but with regard to your health, it would be better to buy that apple in the supermarket that's organic, even though it costs a little bit more, and it might be flown in from Chile. It's obviously not going to be better for the planet, but it is significantly better for your body. Because just because a farm is local does not mean they're organic. And when we go to the farmer's market, we have to ask, because in some cases, it's been made very difficult by big food companies to get an organic certification. Very, very difficult.
Oh,
and when I say by big food companies, what happens is, of course, you have big business lobbying for certain food policies to make it very difficult for people who grow organic, et cetera, to do just that. They make it very challenging for them. So, so for example, let's say... Here's a perfect example. Heidi, we bought a little farm, and we have 10 macadamia nut trees.
Okay.
We don't know what to do with them. We know a woman that sells stuff at our farmer's market, right? And so we said to her, look, we have 10 macadamia nut trees with tons of macadamia nuts on them. If you want them, come get them. Now, we are not a certified organic farm, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We have no intention of selling these macadamia nuts, but we do not use pesticides. So just because something is local, it doesn't mean it goes one way or the other. It requires you to ask the question, do you use pesticides?
Okay.
And by the way, a lot of these farmers, whether you're buying meat, chicken, eggs, veggies, they'll have photos of their farm. They'll talk to you about how they grow. They'll have photos of the animals, where they keep the animals. I always prefer the organic certification because I know I can trust it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are times when, let's say, they don't have a certain fruit or vegetable and you're at the farmer's market and they'll say, no, we don't use pesticides, but, you know, we haven't completed this certification process for organic, et cetera.
Okay,
so when choosing, that is the way to go. If possible, it's best to buy both, which means you go to the farmer's market, and if you can buy from local organic farms, you're supporting the local economy, you're saving the planet, the food is... Generally, when food has to travel long distances, it's often either ripened too much and lost some of its nutrients. Quite literally, the fruit or vegetable has oxidized, which means it's aged.
Okay.
And the free radicals have taken out some of the antioxidants. So in theory, it will likely have more nutrition if the sooner you eat it after it's picked off the tree. That would be your best scenario. If that's not accessible and you can afford it, then you will go to the store and you will buy organic. If you cannot afford organic, what you will do is you will buy fruits and vegetables with thick skin. So instead of buying berries, you'll buy an orange. Instead of buying, let's say, a peach, you'll buy a mango. I'm, of course, blanking on the Clean 15, but you can Google it. Google the Clean 15. It's like
avocados or something.
There
right?
you go. It's avocado. It's banana. It's melon.
Right.
It's, you know, it's citrus. It's anything with a thick skin or a rind is going to be significantly better for you. You'll choose non-dairy alternatives. So not soy, though. Soy is extremely bad. But let's say almond milk, coconut milk. Truthfully, coconut milk is better than almond milk because almonds – often do have many different forms of pesticides on them, which coconuts actually
I
tend,
never thought of that.
Unless it's organic, coconuts tend not to. You're not going to get the hormones, though. You're not going to get the growth hormones, or you're not contributing also. Because it's very interesting. The food system is very connected to the environment. In fact, factory farms
contribute in very large part to global warming because of all the methane gas from the cows. That kind of farming is extremely oil dependent. So if you're very green and environmental, you're going to be torn to go local. Your ideal scenario is to do both. You eat less meat. When you do eat meat, then you splurge and you buy organic only. Like I eat meat. I don't eat any chicken anymore. I don't eat any turkey. I don't eat any pork. I don't eat any lamb. I just,
really?
I personally do not. Personally, A, because I am an animal lover. So I try not to eat more meat than I think I physically need. And because it's bad for the environment. So I go, all right, I'm going to do grass-fed beef once a week. Because I truly notice a difference in my energy levels and my health and my immune system. And then I do fish again sparingly, and I'll go on like the Monterey Bay Aquarium site and find out which fish is safe to eat. You know, some things are better farmed, like shrimp. Some things are far worse for you farmed. And so you do your homework on the seafood. But that's kind of how you can start to afford healthier versions of organic things. Some things need to be organic, some things don't. Okay. There are ways around it. We eat less of the things that need to be organic. And I'll tell you right now, if you can spend an extra $20 a week on groceries, which I appreciate seems like a lot, there is no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that the chemicals and the pesticides and the hormones and the antibiotics in our food will kill you. It is simply a matter of time. And right now, the numbers have gone up so dramatically. 1 in 2 men get cancer and 1 in 3 women get cancer. And if you can start to mitigate that, it's not just cancer, though. It's everything. It's heart disease. It's autoimmune issues. It's digestive issues. All of this stuff is linked to this crap and this bad food. Infertility, it's very scary stuff. So if you can make that investment in organic whenever possible, that's the way to go.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'll stop at like secondhand stores and buy like a 40-cent sweater so that I can buy grapes. I'm not lying.
Like, I know, sweetie. I love that.
I don't even care about my clothes. Like, I'd much rather be alive, you know?
It's very hard for people to appreciate. They think it's a very elitist concept, and there's a lot of propaganda out there that will go,
totally,
that's just silly. A conventional, i.e., aka non-organic raspberry, has just as much nutrients as an organic raspberry, which, by the way, is actually not true. But even if they could show you studies where it is true and it has the same amount of vitamin C, when you buy organic, it's not what you get. It's what you're not getting. That's what you're buying. Poison-free food or significantly reduced. They'll be like, oh, well, there's organic pesticides. All right. Regardless, it might not be perfect. It's a hell of a lot better than the alternative.
Got it. All right. Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, it's just such a shame that bringing grapes home is like a big treat now. Like when I find organic grapes and they're like $9 a bag, it just makes me insane. Like, it's just so wrong. But I mean, you're totally right. I'm completely with you. It's just,
it's crazy. But you know what I'll tell you? Here's what's something that I've noticed, because like I'm not a gardener. I think of myself as a landscaper. Yeah. I tell Heidi what I want, and then she goes and grows it. But, you know, you think, oh, I'm not a gardener, or I don't have a ton of space. Or she, before we moved to the farm, we had a little city house with barely a yard, right? And she bought these grow boxes at, like, Home Depot or something. They weren't expensive. And she literally, she bought, like, 5 of them and just stacked them outside on the balcony. And she grew, we still have more tomatoes. We cannot get, we have made, there are so many friggin' tomatoes. I want to say at least 500 tomatoes. It's bananas. And so, sweetie, you could buy a little grapevine. And you could absolutely, it's seasonal, mind you, but you could absolutely, like, grow your own organic grapes in a little grow box. And it would not be that hard. It's not that complicated. And you'd be stunned at how much a tiny little plot can produce. It's shocking.
It's true. Very true.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, too.
Yeah. Do grow it yourself. Okay.
Yeah. It's liberating. Oh, you're off the grid.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time. And again, everything you get to, I'm taking this to heart. And I'll listen to it over and over again every time I want to grab the cheap grapes. You know what I mean?
Don't. And sweetie, if you can't afford it, don't grab the grapes. Grab
grab
a mango. Grab an orange. Grab, you know what I mean? Grab something.
Grab some ass. That's what I say, Robin. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Why are you acting like Groucho Marx?
I don't know. I just, you kept on telling her to grab things. I just thought grab some ass and then you wouldn't feel so hungry, even if you had a 40-cent sweater on. You know what I'm talking about, Jillian? Jillian
Michaels. Oh, my God, dude. I'm so sorry.
Grab some ass.
Disappoint, Janice.
Yeah, right. That's right,
you,
Robin.
Maybe. You, maybe, Robin. Oh, God.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Thanks so much, Robin.
God.
Thank you guys so much. You're awesome. All right. And I'll stop eating pesticides, I promise.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day. I'm so
Thank
sorry.
You.
Bye,
you,
Robin.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God. Grab, 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 Jay, grab, grab this. Get this.
All right, we got to go.
Thank God. Thank the gods above.
Like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.